So we see that Jesus said, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. Hebrews 11:3, let's look at another concept of the word of God. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. So the whole world, everything that we see, was framed by the word of God. That ought to tell us that there's life in the word. Wow. When God spoke, life came into being. The worlds came into existence, and things began to happen. Things were made and fashioned now, not out of what was seen, but out of what was unseen. And so the world was not made out of nothing. It was just made out of something that we can't see. Richard Dawkins is probably one of the most primary atheists in the world today that people listen to a lot. And he was in a discussion, in a debate with others. And finally, people were asking him, were kind of pointed questions and saying, are you telling us that the world was made out of nothing? That all this what we see, that it was made out of nothing? And he realized how kind of foolish that statement is. And he started trying to explain what nothing was. And the audience did that exactly. They all started laughing. And if you listen to him, you find he's kind of an arrogant man. And he said, what's so funny? And one of the debaters looked at him and said, well, what I find really funny is you are trying to explain nothing. You can't explain nothing. And you can't expect to see all this creation come forth out of nothing. It is just ridiculous when you follow that kind of thinking. You end up, even if it was, you say, well, it was an explosion, Big Bang Theory. Well, where did the gases come from? What ignited the explosion? It wasn't nothing. No, I think if we stick to the Word of God, we'll have a much better idea of where we come from and where we're going. Word of God has life in it, and God spoke the worlds into existence. And notice here that the Word is activated now by the Spirit of God, because if we were to go back and read in the book of Genesis about how God created the earth, we would find that the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters, hovering over the chaos that was there, and then God spoke. It was the Word and the Spirit that came into action and brought the world into existence. Glory to God. So it's awesome when we look how the Word and the Spirit of God work together. And the Word and the Spirit of God wants to work together in your life. No matter what you're dealing with, there is a Word of God that will be pregnated by the Spirit of God in order to cause you to be able to function in the life of God, so that you'll experience as much of heaven on earth as you possibly can. I don't know about you, but I'm looking for that. I believe that God created us to experience the heaven on earth experience, that there is a level of heaven that we can experience on earth that is much more than what we now experience. Glory to God. Kim Walker sings a song, I Need You More. And one of the lines is that, I never want to go back to the way I was before. Praise God, we don't have to. Glory to Jesus, He's delivered us. So, the Spirit of God ignites the Word of God and causes us to receive revelation, and we can live by that revelation. Now, listen to these words in Matthew. Jesus is walking along with his disciples, and he's asking them, he's saying, what do the people say that I am? Who do the people say that I am? And some of the disciples said, well, some say you're the prophet, and some say you're the Messiah, some say you're this, you're that. And then Jesus turns to them and says, but who do you say that I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. My Father who is in heaven revealed to you that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God. Now, I don't know about you, but when I found out that Jesus Christ is who he claimed to be in the Word, that it came by a knowing on the inside rather than mere words on a page. Something happened on the inside that gave me an understanding that this Jesus came and he was actually the Son of God, and he actually paid the price for my sin so that I didn't have to die and go to hell. That came by revelation, not just the Word of God. And Jesus says to this man, he says to Simon Barjona, who's later named Peter, he said, you have not received this by mere natural understanding. It was my Father in heaven that revealed this to you. If you're born again this morning and you have the Spirit of God living on the inside of you, and you know that you know that you know that Jesus died and saved you from your sin, and that you have a home in heaven now, that was revealed to you by the Spirit of the living God. It was revealed to you by God Himself. Not something that somebody just told you. There had to be a revelation. And the Spirit of God came upon Peter here and revealed to him that Jesus was the most long-awaited Messiah, the Son of God. Now, I want you to notice here that Peter had a personal revelation. It doesn't say that everybody got that revelation at that time, but Simon Peter, it did. As a personal revelation. We all need a personal revelation. We all need to personally identify with the Lord Jesus Christ as Him being our Savior. We all need to have a personal revelation about the fact that God is a miracle-working God and He's still doing miracles today. It's not just that He did something 2,000 years ago, but that He's a miracle-working God today. We all need a personal revelation, every one of us. And we can get that revelation as we study and read His Word. Because when we get a revelation regarding a certain portion of His Scripture, we'll never look at that Scripture the same way again. It can absolutely change your life.